Yo, I promise, I'm so self-conscious, you won't see me outside with at least one of my watches. Check out the beautiful light, okay. Every day is a beautiful good day on the Bitcoin standard. All right, some thoughts. Thoughts on sincerity. So, I actually think I'm one of the most sincere people that I know. Even though other people might be sus to me or non-approving, and that's cool. I think some thoughts. First and foremost, each and every single day is different. So just like get your coffee and even walking, the joy of walking. Thich Nhat Hanh talks a lot about walking meditation, and I still recommend the Vibram Five Fingers. The LX model is the only shoe I have. It's like kind of like a Christmas wish list, some Vibram Five Finger LX knit shoes, maybe iPad Pro M4 chip, Lumix S9 with the pancake 26 f/8 manual focusing lens. Seems like some good ideas. And traveling Bitcoin. Just give me Bitcoin for my birthday. Give me Bitcoin for Christmas. Shower me with Satoshis. So I think the reason why sincerity is actually not praised in our modern day system is because, like, sincerity, I think, takes a lot of courage. So, for example, I think I'm like the most sincere person I know. Like, whenever I see something that I like and then I'm happy to see, I compliment people, right? If I see something I don't like, I just say none, right? And so I feel like this is a good sincerity thought. Now, what to do about this? So, sometimes the problem is that you be sincere, right? But you might rub people the wrong way because you're sincere. Good morning. Hi, doggy. See you later. The good thing with sincerity is, to be sincere don't cost you nothing, right? And also the problem too is that often you are punished either directly or indirectly. Oh yeah, nice, beautiful morning. So you're either punished directly or indirectly for being sincere. Like example, like let's say you say something that's sincere, that's on top of your mind, and then people are, you know, they don't like it, right? And so then the courage required in regards to sincerity is know that you're not going to necessarily be liked for being sincere, but you will build long-term trust, and it might take years, decades, beyond, but sincerity is a good virtue. Wow, look at the traffic in the LA mornings. So honestly, like, I look back at, so I'm 36 now, right? I've been doing my thing since I was what, 21? Let me do this some math. I've been doing this since I was 36. Have I been in the game for 15 years? Eric Kim's been in the game for 15 years, maybe. Bitcoin was invented 15 years ago by Satoshi. Right? Yeah, I've been in the game for 15 years. Hats off to the next 15 years. I think... the first electric buzz I've seen on the road. Wow, look. There it is. To fulfill your funny hipster off the grid fantasies. Wow. Oh, pretty cool. Best way to be homeless in style. some thoughts. I don't know, I feel like now it's like everyone's trying to become super rich and financially independent, blah blah. And then at the end of the day, then question is, why does it matter, or what's kind of like the next goals or directions, etc. So my simple thought is, you know, just like empowering the human race. I mean, just treating yourself for the service of humanity. And it's funny, can you read like Buddhism, blah, blah. Essentially, it's like about no self, non-self, blah, blah. And once you become the ultra extreme goat, right? Then like, you don't got nothing to prove to nobody no more. Then the next logical step is to just, be you, be sincere, and don't let the negativity or the judgments of others kind of mess with your vibes, right? And so some thoughts. The first goal is to be sincere, not to be liked. Actually, I'll make the observation that the more sincere you become, the more disliked you will become. And that's cool. Like, if anything, to be disliked is actually a compliment, because if a lot of people dislike you or don't like you, right, it's actually a sign that you're kind of interesting, sincere, and interesting, I guess, right? So who's the most disliked person on the planet? Probably Donald Trump. But who's also the most important, powerful, influential person on the planet? Probably Donald Trump, right? And so, I mean, if you think about this from a philosophical perspective, right? Like, the reason why I don't like a lot of, like, these liberals, what they say is, like, speak your truth. It's like, yeah, but Donald Trump ain't allowed to speak his truth. Kanye ain't allowed to speak his truth, right? And so, everyone certainly has a different opinion, different line of thinking, right? And then, I don't know, should we vilify other people for speaking their truth? I just say, let them be. Let it be, right? So, yeah, know that if you speak your truth, you're not going to be given the laurels. And some practical thoughts, like with your spouse or your family members, right? See no evil, speak no evil, be no evil, whatever it may be, right? So, you see something you don't like? The Stoic principle is just keep your mouth closed and then just like lips pursed. Smile, it's like cool, or cool, 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 or yeah, right? I actually met this one military dude at the airport, and we're talking about John Wick 4, and he's like, it's great. In the whole movie, he only says 80 lines, and I'm like, wow, what a Zen haiku poet. Yeah, I think I rewatched the John Wicks, but anyways, so I think the general principles, which are quite interesting, is that knowing that, yeah, in this grand comedy of life, once again, we're not awarded laurels for honest, virtuous behavior, and therefore then it becomes an autotelic pursuit. You do things for the sake of it, for the benefit yourself, your family, your squad, society, and the planet.